Well, the gospel today made me think of a quote that I'd come across some time ago, and the quote is this: "All men carry within themselves the dream of a home." I don't recall where this quote comes from, but it speaks to this inherent longing that each one of us has to in our heart for a home. That there's something within us that longs for a place not just to live in, but a place that we can call this word home. It's a place of belonging, peace, love, family, and rest. A place where we are truly known and can really be ourselves. A place where our heart is. And the mysterious and difficult part is that while we try and create this place and fulfill this longing as best as we can in our own way on earth, wherever we call home does not completely fulfill this longing that we experience in our hearts. It can certainly curb our longing, but we know deep down that the home that we have created here is really just a shadow of what our heart is truly longing for, which is ultimately the home of heaven. Yet even as we have this longing unfulfilled now, the promise that our Lord makes to us today can be enough until we enter into our heavenly home. Shortly after I became a priest, I remember my parents telling me that they always had a place for me back at home. If I ever needed a night back at home or just could need a break of some sorts, I wouldn't need to call ahead or give a heads up. I could just show up and my room would be ready for me. Now, I have to admit, I haven't taken them up on this offer just yet, but the comfort of knowing that a place was ready for me brought such consolation and continues to bring consolation. That no matter what happens, I know that I have a home to go to. It means so much more than simply the physical space available to me. And truly, what can be more promising, hopeful, or more comforting words can we hear than the words that Jesus speaks to us today? "In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there are not, what I have told you, that I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." In short, do not let your hearts be troubled, for you have a home. It has been prepared for you and is waiting for you. And this promise of a prepared place for us from our Lord means so much more than simply a place to be someday, so much more than just getting to heaven one day. For what does it truly mean to have a place prepared for us? What's the message in this? Well, it profoundly means, first and foremost, that we are wanted, and that someone is in fact waiting for us. It means that not only do we have a home prepared for us, it means that home is not the same without us. I think this is so important for us to hear because I think we can forget one of these most important truths about God, that he has this desire, he wants us home with him. After all, if my parents did not care if I was home or not, they would have given my bedroom to the dog a long time ago. They still might, we'll see. And if God did not care if we get to heaven, he would have no place prepared for us. And yet he does. He has prepared a place for us. And God can't wait to have us home and occupy it. I think we need to know this because I find it is so often the case when I speak with people that sometimes we can have this notion that God can seem indifferent if we get to heaven or not. Or even worse, sometimes that he is the one looking for ways of why we can't get in. That we can think of God that when we approach God after we die, that he looks at our life and the first thing he does is look for all the reasons why we can't or don't deserve to be in heaven, the ways that we've fallen short. Now you can think that that's the starting point. Thankfully, Jesus tells us today that it's the opposite, that God is looking for ways to get us in, not to keep us out, because of his beautiful desire that he wants us home. He's expecting us, and he's even prepared a place for us to be home. God does not want rooms with our name on it to be empty in his house. He wants us, his children, home, where we belong, where we can have eternal peace and love, family and rest, where we can be truly known, be ourselves, and be where our heart is. Now, this does not give us free license to do whatever we want, but it can give us joy and quiet our troubled hearts when that longing for home appears, knowing that God wants us home, and that so that where he is, so also may we be. It helps us in this life as we follow the Lord and his commands to do so with joy, to see the journey of life as one moving towards our eternal home, rather than a testing ground to see if we deserve to be there. It gives us this joy knowing that this longing all of us carry within ourselves, this dream of a home, will finally become a reality. If we can truly take to heart his words to us today, in my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way home.